everybody. It is Cardiff and Stacey. Welcome to The Indicator from Planet Money. So a couple of weeks ago, the whole Indicator team attended this annual conference by the American Economic Association. And like more than 10,000 economists were there. It was enormous and very interesting. But, you know, we had all these economists in this room together. And so we put out a call asking you guys, our listeners, for questions that we could ask them.
And you sent in a lot of them.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. And so we turned our producers loose on this AEA conference. Constanza Gallardo, she goes by Coco, and Darius Rafian, who Coco refers to as just Dar.
I always like that, Dar.
The two of them and our intern, Echo Wong, went out into the crowd of economists and asked them your questions.
So today on the show, Cardiff, you and I are handing off the mic. You're going to hear Coco, Darius, and Echo running around through the conference, pinning down economists, asking them your questions, and getting some answers.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Amazon Web Services, helping millions of builders, from startups to enterprises to governments, transform their industries with secure, AI-ready cloud services. Learn more at awsishow.com/podcast.
Support also comes from NPR sponsor Rothy's. Rothy's is the everyday flat for life on the go. Each style is machine washable and made from recycled plastic water bottles. Go to Rothy's.com and enter code INDICATOR to get your flats and free shipping.
All right, Coco.
Yes, Dar.
We are here at the Atlanta Marriott for the annual gathering of the American Economics Association. We are surrounded by 13,000 of the world's most accomplished economists.
Yep, they're all over the place.
And you, the listener, have sent in your burning economic questions. We are going to
hunt them down. These economists down, and we're going to get your answer. Okay, recorder ready, headphones, mic, let's go. So, you take that corner?
You take that corner.
Okay.
Three, two, one, go!
I'm Nina Pauchnik. I'm professor of economics at Dartmouth College.
So, we have a question from at JP Garnham. And it says, what could be the role of tariffs in a potential new recession? What do you think?
Yeah, so governments have for a long time tried to actually protect workers and protect the domestic jobs during recessions with imposing import tariffs on imported goods, because that makes imports more expensive, so they're less likely to come to the country, reducing the competition for domestic products. While that might protect workers in some industries, it will also destroy jobs in other industries that perhaps use the products that are being protected as an input. So, you know, the best example is steel. By imposing tariffs on steel, you can maybe save some jobs there during a recession, but at the same time, you are destroying jobs in automobile industry and construction because the input into those industries is substantially more expensive.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Mordek from New York University.
So the question is, what keeps you up at night?
Economics-wise.
Thank you for that clarification. What keeps me up at night is a fear of persistent inequality in both the economic and political harms it can do and is doing.
My name is Giovanni Compiani, and I'm an assistant professor at UC Berkeley, at the business school.
What is the most interesting thing economically that you've ever been wrong about?
That I thought China's growth would slow earlier than it actually did.
Which didn't turn out to be the case.
Well, yeah, it's slowing a little bit now, but I thought it was going to happen a little bit earlier due to political pressures and changes within the Chinese society that I think haven't happened yet to the degree that I expected.
Matthew Swear.
And what do you do?
I work at the Institute for New Economic Thinking.
So this is a question from one of our listeners. If you had a son and you lived in St. Louis, would you call him Fred?
I don't think I would, no. I'm sorry. I just that is a really funny question.
My name is Professor Susanna Elmasa, and I am from Cairo University and Zaid University.
Okay. What can a middle class do to regain their position?
Well, the middle class all the time, they think that education will turn them up. They have to find new channels to keep their positions, mainly in the small and medium enterprises, not education anymore, because the market is full of PhDs that they think that they will go up in the social ladder. But actually, the main thing, the world has been changed, and they need to find new entrepreneurial ventures ideas, new innovative ideas, not just education.
My name is Amir Rezaei, and I am the associate professor at ISG Business School in Paris.
Do you have a policy in mind that if you could get all the policymakers in one room and tell them what your sort of dream policy would be that you think would do a lot of good? Do you have one in mind?
Universal taxation.
I am Gonzalo Fonseca. I'm at the Institute for New Economic Thinking in New York.
One of our listeners asked us, what is one of the most important indicators you look for?
Interest rate spreads between short-term and long-term interest rates. It's usually a good indicator, more or less, of what the market is thinking, of how the economy is going to develop in the future, or how things are going to go. So it's always something to look out for in anticipation of seeing economic fluctuations.
Hi, I am Martha Susana Jaimes. I am a student in the Urban and Public Policy program at the New School.
So we have a question from Atri Vinu, which is, which public policies are effective to reduce gender gaps? What do you think?
So I think a key thing that we need to do is to have more access to information as to how much other peers are being paid in the same type of jobs. That is one thing. And an important thing, which in the United States has already been implemented, but maybe in some other countries it hasn't, it's an importance of having gender-neutral retirement policies, for instance, so that there is an equal retirement age for men and women.
Okay, I am Luigi Zingales. I'm a professor at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business and a podcaster with Capital Isn't.
What is something you think people are not paying enough attention to?
So, I am very much concerned about the economic situation in Europe. I think that with these signs of a recession coming, I don't know how the euro will hold up, especially with the new chairman of the European Central Bank. I think that not because he's Italian, but Draghi was exceptional in being a good economist and a good politician. It's very rare to be both.
Anwar Mir Mohammed Sheikh. I'm a political economist at the New School for Social Research in the Graduate Faculty Economics Department.
So we have this random question from our listener at Jonah Tang 00. And he asked, could a lack of individuality in a society lead to a loss of diversity, of subjective value, and hurt an economy?
It depends on how the lack of individuality is enforced. People by nature are individuals. If you've ever had children or been around children, you know that even children of the same parents and brother or sister are definitely individuals. So how does this lack of individuality come about? If it's enforced by making everybody conform, yes, but then you're already, the problem is the force, not the lack of individuality.
All right, last question. This is the really important one, the really tough one. Do you know any good economist jokes?
Really no bad economist jokes.
Well, give me your worst economist joke.
My advice to people is, if you want to hear a bunch of good jokes, don't come to a convention of economists.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Okay, that's it. Thanks again to Coco, Darius, and Echo, and thanks to you, our listeners, for all your great questions. See you next week.
The Indicator is produced by Constanza Gallardo and Darius Rafian and is edited by Patty Hirsch. Our intern is Echo Wong. And we're produced by NPR.